Coronavirus cases continue to trend upward in Alabama, and this may spill over into the November election. Two lawsuits now challenge the state's absentee and in-person voting laws. Plaintiffs argue the rules restrict voter turnout while adding the risk of COVID-19 exposure at the polls. The complaint is that this problem appears to impact non-white communities the most. Both litigations seek to make no-excuse absentee voting the new normal in the state while doing away with the current voter ID requirement. Alabama's had a long history of voter suppression, and the COVID-19 pandemic has become a new platform for change. APR's Bailey Majors has been following this case. In her latest report, she focuses on how the battle for voting rights never ended in Alabama, especially for people of color.
Black people have been putting their bodies on the line for the vote since the early 50s. At what point do we have to continue to put our bodies on the line for what should be our constitutional right?
Dwana Thompson is voicing frustration over what many non-white voters in Alabama would agree is a lifelong battle against voter suppression. Thompson is the co-founder of the organization Woke Vote. The group's goal is to empower primarily communities of color with the tools and strategies they need to vote. Thompson says the coronavirus pandemic is shining a new light on ongoing issues in the state, especially against Black and brown communities.
There is a limitation around our ability to register to vote, to actually exercise our right to vote. The limitations are archaic.
Alabama has a long history of documented voter suppression, and it starts with the state's constitution. The Alabama Department of Archives and History recently acknowledged the current constitution, ratified in 1901 and heavily amended, was intended to preserve white supremacy and suppress the black vote. The agency says those tactics included a poll tax, a literacy test, property requirements, and disqualification for certain criminal conviction. Those practices were later outlawed by the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The measure only came about after Bloody Sunday. That's when state troopers attacked almost 600 protesters on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma during a march for voters' rights. Though there has been improvement for racial equality, voter advocates like Sam Levy of the Southern Poverty Law Center say the state is still stuck in a system that deters voting.
Alabama is one of the last remaining states where there's still an excuse required to vote absentee. There is no early voting.
The SPLC is one of several organizations challenging current voter requirements in Alabama. That includes the state's voter ID law passed in 2011. It requires voters to have at least one of several specific kinds of government-issued photo IDs to cast their ballots. Plaintiffs argue many Alabamians don't have the forms of identification acceptable for voting. Those voters are disproportionately low-income, racial, and ethnic minorities.
The nation is going from being majority white to soon minority white, and a lot of these efforts are aimed at white lawmakers trying to hold on to power even though they're losing the majority.
Alabama Republicans cited voter fraud for the passing of the voter ID law in 2011, but SPLC senior staff attorney Karen Short points out Alabama voters were already required to provide sensitive personal information during the voting process.
They have to include either the last four digits of their Social Security number or their Alabama driver's license. This is why we don't see people committing absentee ballot or in-person voter fraud. This is why it doesn't happen.
The Heritage Foundation found 19 cases of voting fraud happened in Alabama from 2000 to 2019. That's less than 20 cases over about 20 years, which raises the question, is a photo ID really a necessary protection? Dwana Thompson from Woke Vote says the requirement is a burden.
There is no true, seemingly just way of determining what ID works and what ID doesn't. And to require someone to have a photo ID may require some sort of monetary commitment. It's still limiting.
Activists point out the state has made it harder for people of color to access appropriate photo IDs. In 2015, Alabama shuttered 31 driver's license offices during a budget cut crisis. Many of the offices were in 8 out of the 10 Alabama counties with the highest percentage of non-white voters, and it left a mark. According to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, about 118,000 registered Black and Latino voters in Alabama didn't have the necessary documentation to vote under the law back in 2017. But Secretary of State John Merrill says anyone who doesn't have one of the approved forms of photo ID can receive a free Alabama photo voter ID from the Secretary of State's office or a local county board of registrar's offices.
The voter ID card looks similar to a driver's license, but it's only designed for voting purposes. We do that for free. The service that is provided by the state of Alabama and has been a service that we have provided since 2011.
To receive the free voter ID, Alabamians must show documents containing their full legal name, their date of birth, and proof they're a registered voter. They must also show documentation confirming their address in the voter registration record. But not everyone knows about this rule. Dawana Thompson from Woke Vote says she wasn't aware of the free ID services from the state. She also says she's heard of people being turned away at the polls despite having state-approved identification. That includes voters with college IDs and non-driver's license IDs.
A lot of times when people, especially if they're first-time voters, if they have issues try to vote the first time, it can sour them on the voting process. And I do think that it's time to have a real conversation around voting rights again in Alabama.
Thompson says she's experienced other situations where voters' rights were being violated. One incident happened at the beginning of the year when she and Woke Vote registered people to vote in Jefferson County. Thompson says she was checking on voter registration statuses and ran into issues with the county's election office.
It should take only about 30 days for their registration status to be updated. And people, 30 to 45 days later, people's names still weren't appearing on the rolls. When we called to ask about it, they told us that they had a 90-day backup.
Thompson says this is unacceptable and unconstitutional, and more conversations need to be had about backlog registration.
If we weren't managing or keeping up with, you know, who we were registering to vote, we would have no way of letting those individuals know. We were getting calls on primary day where people who had registered to vote were showing up and did not have access to vote.
Something else registered voters in Alabama need to be on the lookout for, a change in their voter registration status. League of Women Voters President Barbara Cadell explains how to check the status.
I would encourage everyone to go on the Secretary of State's website and check your voter registration status. Sometimes people who haven't voted in several elections get put on what's called the inactive voter list. That may present some concern when you show up, if you show up at the polls or you try to register absentee.
The Secretary of State's website is sos.alabama.gov. The League of Women Voters is another organization suing over the state's current laws on absentee and in-person voting. Cadell says that's because the league is concerned about the voting process, specifically that the state should work to make the process as inclusive as possible, and in Cadell's words, quote, not only that the voting process be fair, but that it be perceived as fair.
And I'm not sure right now that it's perceived to be fair. And that has huge ramifications. It allows the same old to go on unless people stand up and ask for change.
A renewed push for change is now being asked through the courts. The League of Women Voters and the Southern Poverty Law Center are hoping to make a difference and make the voting process easier with their lawsuits. The SPLC is also investing $30 million as part of its Vote Your Voice campaign to boost voter registration and voter participation in the Deep South. That includes Alabama. The funds will go to Black and Brown-led voter outreach organizations often overlooked by traditional funders. Meantime, Woke Vote continues to help people of color register to vote. Since June, the organization has helped register 2,000 Alabama voters. Co-founder Dawana Thompson says she expects a historical African-American turnout this election year, despite the coronavirus pandemic and continued voter suppression.
Not voting for our community can be the difference of life or death. And so we, in a lot of ways, we have no other option.
Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.